The head of Davis County government says he now supports giving civil rights protections to the LGBTQ population. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. Judge Executive Al Mattingly says his position has evolved over time and says local government has an obligation to prevent discrimination in housing, workplaces, and other public accommodations. Many in the opposition believe that having a so-called fairness ordinance would make them complicit in what they see as sinful sexual behavior, but Mattingly says he doesn't agree.
Was Walmart complicit in mass shootings because they sell guns and ammunition to hunters? Is a liquor store owner complicit in a drunk's lifestyle? We just passed a needle exchange ordinance a couple years ago. Does that make us complicit in those substance abusers' lives? I would say no.
The Davis County ordinance that's being drafted is patterned after the measure that passed in Georgetown that would exempt churches and religious groups. Davis County is aiming to become the first in Kentucky to pass a countywide fairness law, but so far, there isn't enough support among county commissioners. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.